whenever I had a blood clot in my left leg. I woke up one morning with my leg burning, and so I looked at it, and it was really red. It looked terrible. So I said, wow. And Cheryl said, what's wrong? I said, well, got something wrong with my leg here. So she turned the light on, and she looked, and she said, oh, my goodness gracious alive. She said, you got a blood clot or something? She said, I've got to pray over you, anoint you with oil and everything right this minute. I thought, boy, is it wonderful to be married to a woman of faith. I said, okay, go ahead and anoint me with oil and pray the prayer of faith for me, girl. So she did. And then she got through, I started to get up. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to work. She said, honey, you got a blood clot. You could die. I said, wait a minute. That's a wrong confession. I don't have a blood clot. I said, I am healed. You prayed for me. You anointed me with oil. Did Jesus promise to heal me in James 5:14? Did he promise it?
Yes.
Then if I believe I'm healed, what am I going to do? Stay at home with my foot elevated up and lay there and hurt? No, I'm going to work. I mean, I'm healed. So I go to work and I work all day. We're building a building. We're out in the heat. We do everything. I come in that afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, and Cheryl said, well, how's your leg? I said, I'm sure it's perfectly well. I don't know. I ain't looked at it. She said, you hadn't even looked at that leg? I said, no. After you prayed for me, I believe with you. It's done. I said, Jesus can't lie to me if I don't doubt. Is that right? But anyway, when I got home, she said, let's look at your leg. I said, okay, ain't nothing wrong with it. Guarantee it. It's done. So she pulled my britches leg up. She got me up there, and she was looking and looking, looking all around, looking for a red spot. And she said, I can't believe it. Not a single red spot. Y'all see what I mean? We do not walk in faith. You know what she should have said? Hallelujah. Praise God. I know when I look at your leg, it's going to be perfect in the name of Jesus. And if it wasn't quite perfect, she ought to have jumped on that like a duck on a June bug again and said, you devil of hell, get off of him in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's written in the Word. Do y'all see where I'm coming from? If you want to get healed, you're going to have to learn to stand by faith on the promises of God. And the promises of God are multitudes of them. There ain't just one or two, is there? There's hundreds of them. We went over several, just like that one right there. Who could get healed with that verse right there? Anybody believe God, as long as you can find some men that can pray the prayer of faith. Is that right? Now, if I pray for you and I pray like this, oh, Lord, if it be your will you please heal Brother David? You hear it? It won't work. That won't work what it does to David. That's a weak prayer. And it's far too many of us. Yeah, and it's too many of us pray like that, aren't we? It's so sad. You know, I'll tell you for sure. When you get through praying for somebody, if you make this statement, I guarantee on God's word, since we did what he said, it's done. You're healed. And then if you believe that, you will go and say, Thurman prayed for me in faith, nothing wavering, and I'm believing with nothing wavering. Jesus made us the promise. It cannot fail. Is that right?
Amen.
If Jesus made you the promise, can it fail, young lady? So who can make it fail then if it fails? You, that's exactly right. You're the only one. Now, I realize that when you start to go do something, if your body's hurting, it's hard to go do something when you're in pain. Because we look at the pain. We are not supposed to walk by sight. We're supposed to walk by faith. That's exactly right. So if we do things God's way and we stand on His promises, what's going to happen? We're going to get healed. Now then, as long as you stay in faith and walk in love, you won't be sick no more. Because as Jeff clearly told us under our new covenant, are we supposed to be sick ever? Why? Because Jesus already bore our sickness and removed our disease. Is that right? If Jesus bore our sickness and removed our disease, are you supposed to be sick anymore?
No.
So if you walk holy before God and walk in love with your wife, how much sickness are you going to have?
Shouldn't have any.
Amen. Not any. That's exactly right. Not any. You wait till the first time your body's attacked, and then you'll find out how hard it is. It's not that easy. I know. I've been there and done it. I've been there and done it several times. I know it does work. I know that God is training us and testing us to learn how to be overcomers. But if you take His promises and you know those promises and spend time with God, I guarantee He'll do exactly what He said in that book. There was a lady and her husband. Actually, they're not ministers here, but I know the man real good. He used to be an airline pilot. He's retired, but I know him real well. And one day he contacted me, and he wanted him and his wife and a lady to come out here, and he wanted me to pray for her healing. And so they brought her out here, and as I was praying for the lady, I asked him, I said, why didn't y'all just confront this sin issue down at Gateway? I said, this is all it was. She had a sin in her life. She needed to get the sin confessed and be prayed for. He said, at Gateway, it's written in our rules, we cannot confront people with sin in the healing rooms. How are you going to get them healed? You ain't going to have a great healing ministry until you learn to confront people with sin, because that's why they're sick. But anyway, as we talked about this, and we got this lady healed, after we did, he said, I have a question about breast cancer. He said, I've heard you talk about breast cancer. He said, would you tell me a little about breast cancer? I said, yes. What do you want to know? He said, you told us that it makes a difference whether it's in the right and the left breast what the sin is. I said, yes. I said, if a woman has breast cancer in the left breast, she has an unforgiveness toward a female member of her family. I said, if she has breast cancer in the right breast, she has unforgiveness toward a female acquaintance. I said, it's worked every time, flawless, for 20 years. I've seen it over and over and over with hundreds of women. So I said, it always works like that. So he said, anytime I see a woman with breast cancer, I got to make sure I get them to confess their sin of unforgiveness toward a female, or they're not going to get healed. I said, that's exactly right. That they have to do. Okay, so we talked about that and they left. Well, a few days later, and he called me, he said, Thurman, I got a problem. He said, my daughter called me. She said, Daddy, I was in the bathroom with my daughter, which was taking a shower, and I happened to look, my 10-year-old daughter, and her right breast, the little nipple, was inverted, turned inbound, and it was leaking a fluid. Now, that doesn't sound good, does it? She just panicked. She said, I just know my daughter has got breast cancer already at 10 years of age. And so he said, well, honey, I was just talking to Thurman about this, and he said it's unforgiveness toward a female that causes this, but he said, I believe that my granddaughter, your daughter, is too young to have an unforgiveness toward a female. He said the sins of the parents are passed to the children to the third and fourth generation. God's word says that. So he said, let me ask you a question. First of all, how long has this problem been with our granddaughter? And she said, I asked her how long her breast had been like this. She said, about 6 months. So she said, well, in the last 6 months, have you gotten into an unforgiveness toward any female? She said, yes, I did. Said, the pastor's wife where we go to church, I got into an unforgiveness toward my pastor's wife. And so he said, well, that's the problem. Said, your unforgiveness toward that woman has opened the door to a tormenting spirit to come into the bright breast of your daughter, because the sins of the parents are passed to the children, even to the fourth generation. And so he told her, said, call that woman and tell her you forgive her right this minute. So she did. She called the woman and told her, I'm so sorry. I got into a little scrape with you the other day. I forgive you totally, completely, and I want you to know I love you. And so she accepted that, and everything's okay. Then the granddaddy, he went over to the house and laid hands on the little daughter, claimed the redemption from the curse, commanded that spirit of curse to leave the little girl. In fact, he came here in our church a couple of Sundays later and stood right here and gave that testimony. He says that within 24 hours after I prayed, my daughter called me and said, Daddy, the breast is normal and the nipple is normal and there's no weeping of fluid. She was completely healed within 24 hours. So the question was, you know, what caused the little girl to have breast cancer? Well, it was the mother's sin, and that's what causes it. John 15:2, I want you to see this. This is a scary, scary scripture. Look at this. I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes it away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes it, that it may be more fruitful. Now then, when you read that, you realize that God not only will make you sick, but God will kill you. Do you see that? He will kill you. In other words, okay, so that's in John 15:1-2. Now then, let's go to, another verse that would be a good one there would be 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. And he says there, don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God lives in you? God will destroy anyone who destroys this temple, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Now then, right there, it doesn't mean that God will just kill you in a heartbeat for destroying your temple. I mean, I've seen God kill people, but I've seen him also make them sick. I've seen him take that very verse, and I, many times, in fact, there was a young lady in here a while back, that she was probably 25 years old, and she had diarrhea, she had migraine headaches, she had stomach cramps, and when she came up for prayer, I told her, I said, there's got to be a cause for this. I said, are you married? She says, no. I said, do you have a boyfriend? She said, yes. I said, are you living with him? Yes. So what's wrong with that? Is there anything wrong with a girl living with a boy he ain't married to? Yeah, it's all kinds of stuff wrong with it. God says, among my children are not to be no sexual immorality. And he says, your body is his temple, and he will destroy your temple if you go to a certain point. Well, here she's defiling her temple. I told her, I said, you're defiling your temple with sexual immorality. And that's why God's putting all this sickness and headaches and everything else. I said, I guarantee you, if you'll repent, go back home and tell that boy, you ain't touching me no more. I'm not going to let you touch me under no condition unless you put a ring on my finger and marry me first. Then I'll go to bed with you. Other than that, no sex. She had a hard time with that. But I told her, I said, I guarantee you, if you'll make that promise to God, I said, I guarantee he'll heal you. I said, he's the one making you sick. And I said, he's using that scripture right there, 1 Corinthians 3:16-17. And so she repented, made God a promise. 3 weeks later, she come back crying that day, said, Pastor, I got to give my testimony. I said, what happened? She says, I didn't get to the car. My headache was gone. My cramps was gone. I haven't had diarrhea. I have been in perfect shape. But she said, I've had no sex in the last 3 weeks, none. And she said, I've walked in complete divine health. Hebrews 10:26-27. Dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice that will cover these sins. There is only the terrible expectation of God's judgment and the raging fire that will consume his enemies. Hebrews 10:26-27. That's scary right there.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Bazookas in the Spirit, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.